Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
On today's Part of My Take, we've got the boys from Jersey Shore, Vinny and DJ Pauly D. They got a new show. Double shot of love. I paid attention. No, that was actually very funny. We actually taught them something. The guys that know it all, who have been, I think in Vinny's words, said that they've been just like hooking up with girls left and right for the last decade. We taught them what soaking is. So, double shot of love. We also talked to them about the fact that their friend, the situation, is in jail with Billy McFarland. It's going to be the greatest duo this world has ever seen. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. We have a new segment, or it's probably a topic, right? Firefest of the Week. And FAQs.
I don't even know the difference between a segment and a topic at this point.
Yeah.
It's all choice. It blends together.
It's all one song. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by the Cash App, our new presenting sponsor. Today is Friday, April 12th. Hello, friends. I'm getting there. When you masturbate, think about my tongue or your clit and switching back and forth from my dick to my tongue.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know about that, Jim.
It's the Masters, baby. That's how I feel watching the Masters, because I know that people, true golf fans, are going to say that we're, you know, Johnny come lately with golf. That's fine. I fucking love the Masters. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I really don't care. I love the Masters. I love the song. I love the Tigers in there.
Tigers competing.
He's minus two, three?
Minus two.
See how much we watch the Masters?
Yep. Brooks Koepka has made a little run on the back nine. I think he's in the lead right now as of the time we're recording this. I think he's minus six. Minus six is a fair score. The greens are drier than the worst.
That's the problem. Was the wind, did the wind die down? The wind, you always got to worry about the guys who tee off early and then late.
Extremely fortunate tee time.
So, Hank, I will give you one mulligan. That's golf speak for those who don't know. I will give you one mulligan. Why don't they have mulligans in the PGA Tour?
It'd be badass.
It would be so awesome. Because think about
John Daly would be the best golfer in the world if you had mulligans.
But if you got to the 18th hole and it's like, but he still got his mulligan, that would be sick. I will give you one mulligan to retract your statement from Wednesday that you don't love the Masters, the music, the pageantry,
the course,
Augusta, Amen Corner, the little bridge that goes over that little the thing.
The azalea bushes.
The azaleas.
Which are in full bloom.
The wood chips.
The pine straw that's perfectly manicured, so there's not a single straw.
Love it
on
all.
The fairway.
The green and the yellow.
I like all those
the
things.
Pimento cheese sandwiches.
Very nice.
Yes, that are very cheap.
Yes, very cheap.
It's
yes.
a very nice
no
weekend.
No cell phones.
No cell phones.
Love is something that I take very seriously. I don't just throw the L word around. And for something that, you know, I might watch it on Saturday, I will watch it on Sunday, but
ooh.
I don't know that that's really enough for me to be like, I love this thing.
Yeah, okay. You will watch it on Sunday.
I will definitely watch
absolutely
it on Sunday.
You know what I
but
love
if there's
about,
like a good playoff game on Saturday versus the Masters, I'm going to watch the playoff game.
You know what
and
I
then
love
Sunday I'll watch the
about,
Masters.
About the Masters on Sunday? it's not like a it's not a party atmosphere. Everybody watches the Masters by themselves, maybe with their dad, maybe with like a roommate or something like that. But it is not like it is the one day a year where you can take part in the biggest sporting event of that sport of the year and just sit there and chill. Fall asleep, take a nap.
Wake up.
It's the biggest Siebes day of the year.
Yeah, wake up, fall asleep. You're going to keep pushing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the biggest Siebes day of the year.
Yeah, it's Siebes.
I'm in.
I'm not pushing it.
Well, Siebes.
It exists whether or not you like it or not. You can be Siebes as the only person not doing Siebes.
Not Siebes, yeah.
Is it a verb or a noun?
So it stands for CBF originally, which, well, it starts as
acronym. It's not even close
to Siebes. It starts as can't be fucked, then it was shortened to CBF, then it was short to CB, and now it's Siebes. That's the etymology of the phrase Siebes.
And then the next phase is just not saying it.
It's just... Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
It dies with a whisper, not a bang.
No, I'm excited for the Masters. If you're not excited for the Masters, I don't trust you as a sports fan, honestly. Like, I know there's always... it's whenever there is an event that is not one of the main four sports, everyone, there'll be the hardcore people who'll be like, how could you? You know, you're just showing up for this. You won't care about the Shell Open next week. You know what? I probably won't.
True.
I will watch a golf match in the middle of July or August if it's compelling on a Sunday afternoon. But for the most part, I'm a four majors guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a sprinkle in a couple here.
Ryder
Championship.
Cup, too.
Ryder Cup for sure. But the Masters is great. The Masters is also, I feel like, the official gateway to the official spring. You know what I mean? You get that taste of spring, March Madness, St. Patrick's Day. But once Masters starts, you're like, let's go. It is about to be spring into summer.
I agree. And you've got so many good storylines. You've got Tiger making a run.
You've got
Phil Brooks dominating. You've got Phil Lefty just being Lefty. You've got Bubba Watson looking like a shell of himself. You've got Dustin Johnson wearing those pants that you can always see his dick in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
Phil had a $100 bill like just sticking out of his pocket when he was at the practice round.
He's like, come and take it, fuckers.
Yeah. He's just ready to gamble.
Yeah, you've got Sergio Garcia trying to battle those demons to see if he can win his first major.
Sergio Garcia.
I love Sergio. We were talking about this earlier, but we were trying to watch. We were live streaming the Masters. Our whole office was, and we don't really have great internet to begin with. But when everybody is trying to stream it at the same time, it just buffers. And seeing golf as people are buffering on the screen, it's very difficult to tell whether or not you're back watching it live because they just stand over their putts for a while.
Yeah, there's 10 seconds. I watched 15 seconds of the screen crashing. But being like, oh, he's really taking his time here on this putt.
Yeah, and when it's Sergio, it's impossible to tell because he can stay over the ball. Sergio was born with like a birthmark of the buffering wheel that you get on like an Apple.
Always broken.
Always
the wheel's
broken.
Just broken.
Sergio is constantly buffering.
All right, so we have Masters. We have NBA playoffs starting on Saturday. We have the NHL playoffs started last night. Exciting games. That's another one where it's like if you don't get your blood going for any playoffs, but especially Stanley Cup playoffs where it's like I don't care if you – I mean the Blackhawks aren't in it. I watched all the games last night because it's always exciting. And you got your Caps coming up.
Yeah.
So we don't know if they won or not.
We don't know. They're playing later on tonight. I'm assuming they're going to win. It's Caps Canes. Sounds like a Burlington Coat Factory, not a playoff series. I'm very confident. I'm thinking like – Caps in five.
Whoa.
Caps in five. That's where I'm going. Well, it's getting dangerous because of how confident I feel.
Yeah.
Last year, I was always saying, not worried. I'm not worried, even when we're down 2-0.
And you were very worried.
And I was very worried secretly. This year, not worried at all, but I actually mean it this time. I'm actually not worried. And
because
that scares me.
Because you don't care if they win or not.
It scares me. No, I very
because
much
Because you already
care.
Won one.
No, Eric won last year.
It.
That was my brother. That was
got
for
it.
Him. This one's for me.
Got it.
One of the funnier storylines, I think, in sports, period, is the fact that the Islanders are playing their first round at the Long Island Coliseum, which is like
Nassau
literally a barn.
Coliseum.
Whatever.
Well, don't disrespect the old barn.
Yeah, sorry. Well, Coliseum, the Collie. It's like 15,000 people. It's absolutely crazy. The
no
game last night
suites.
Was insane. No luxury suites. It's like an old school, one of the last like old school stadiums, I feel
barn.
Like.
Barn. Yeah.
Barn. Just absolute mayhem. If they beat the Penguins, their second and every round going forward is going to be at the Barclays Center.
They're playing a little home and home with themselves as they advance.
The Barclays Center is not a great place to watch hockey.
Can I just say,
and,
though?
And, like, doesn't embody Long Island whatsoever.
No,
it's going to be a totally different audience for that. I love hockey teams that wear the color combo of blue and orange.
Mm-hmm.
That pops. If it's the Oilers or if it's the Islanders,
yep.
That looks good on the ice in April.
Yes, it absolutely does. So we have the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll probably get our guy... our guys Ryan Whitney or Biz Nasty mm-hmm. on in the next week or so. NBA playoffs.
Well, real quick,
yeah.
I want to jump back to the Caps Canes series just for 1 second.
Oh yeah,
The Canes, their hashtag, it's hashtag take warning.
Go Canes.
No, it's take warning. That's pretty badass, right?
That is pretty badass.
I kind of want to hijack it because I feel like it's more for our use than
take
it is
warning?
For theirs. Take warning. Yeah.
What is the background of that?
I have no idea.
Hurricane.
Take warning?
Take a warning for the hurricanes.
Got it.
So it honestly, they squatted on a hashtag hoping that we would come take it from. So guess what? It worked. We're taking it from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, take warning.
The other thing is I've got a little bet going on with Will Brinson
okay.
on this. If the Caps win, then he has to shave Prisco's back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And if the Canes win,
I have to shave his back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's very the last we need to hear about that.
Very high stakes.
That's gross. Does Prisco know?
No.
Okay. Ugh.
Will doesn't technically know, but he did fave the tweet.
Wait, so actually the bet is you have to wrestle a hairy bear to the ground and then shave his back.
I'm pretty sure Prisco would be pretty docile because he doesn't get a lot of people that say, hey, Pete, can I shave your back?
I don't know. He feels like a guy who will fight to the death. And
okay.
And then you're like, no, dude, I just want to shave your back real quick.
We'll do it as a trick. We'll just say shave his shoulders and we'll just hug him. And when we hug him, just give him a little zzz.
Yeah.
On his shoulder.
Okay. So, Will Brinson did not agree to this.
He knows of the bet, and he liked the tweet, so he acknowledged the bet. So, yeah.
Got it.
Running with it.
Okay. NBA playoffs. Hank, I want to start with you. Marcus Smart out.
I'm worried.
You
officially,
are?
Officially, yeah.
Panic button pressed?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like you would say he's the heart and soul of the team.
Okay.
They're already kind of on a rocky road going into it. Like, the East is much more stacked than they have been in the past. And to mm-hmm. lose such an important player, like, the game or two games before the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to not, you know, I can't lie. The panic button is pressed. If they make it past, like, the second round, I would be surprised.
You're getting a very important cheerleader in LeBron, though, rooting on baby bro.
Mm-hmm. No, LeBron's too busy getting in front of all of Dwayne Wade's moments as he retires from the NBA.
You see that little smirk?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
And how about Melo trying to jack up a shot? God damn it, I wish he took that shot.
Also, trading, like, the jersey. We should just start trading jerseys. I was going to say this last night. I forgot to. We should just start, like, you guys should just start trading shirts with guests when they come in.
That's not a bad idea.
Take your shirts off and do jersey swaps.
Come down. Most of the guests are a lot richer than us, so mm-hmm. we can get some really expensive gear.
Sick but trip. How are you going to – he jersey swap with Carmelo. Carmelo was just
did
sitting
he?
In the stands, yes.
So he just got, they did he after, got his hoodie?
They did it after the game.
Which one?
Photo,
USA?
Photo, no. It was just Dwayne Wade. Like, it was a jersey swap with one jersey.
Whoa! So
Dwayne
so
didn't
Melo
get anything
didn't have
back.
Jersey.
No,
he should have taken the hoodie off.
The headline on ESPN was "Banana Boat Crew goes to Dwayne Wade's last game." I love that.
Yeah.
That's just it forever.
The whole squad was
there. That's the hardest crew in the world, the Banana Boat Crew.
Hank, did you see what Kyrie said? He apologized for his behavior this year.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see
he
that.
Took yeah, ownership he of it. He says there are things that we could have handled differently. I'm speaking about myself mostly.
It's the royal we.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. I still think he's going to go off. I think they're going to have a good playoff run.
But oh, he'll go
without,
off.
Without Marcus Smart, it's like it's one of those things where every playoff team needs that guy that's like gets people going and
yeah.
gets the team going.
Mm-hmm.
And
gets not, in an unreasonable fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
You know,
he's
Tom
like,
Wilson.
Tom Wilson. Yeah. He is the Tom Wilson if Marcus Smart was a little bit better offensively.
And maybe punch some people when they weren't looking.
No, Tom doesn't that punch too. When they're out. He's clumsy.
All right, so the other NBA playoff series, anything we are excited for? I'm excited to see how Jay Butt meshes with the Sixers going to Brooklyn, which is going to be another hilarious crowd. That's going to be 50% Philly fans,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
I've never been to a Nets game that people were at that paid for tickets. Like, it's all just people
yes.
that got given free
yes.
tickets.
I've mm-hmm. only gone to Nets games for free. I also am excited for, this is going to sound very random, but two games that are going to be played in Orlando. I don't know. It's just kind of cool. It's like back to like the 90s.
Give them a little treat.
Yeah, they haven't been in the playoffs
basketball in a while.
Right.
They just lost their native son, Blake Bortles. Yeah. They're hurting. They need to heal.
The Amway Center, or
yeah.
whatever the fuck it's called.
The Great Pyramid.
Yeah, it's going to be great. They'll show Disney. It will be like 2 o'clock on a Sunday, and then the Raptors will be up 25-6 after the first quarter.
You know what's going to happen? Oh, there goes the part of my take
that's,
sign.
That's
a bad sign.
We shouldn't have talked about
that.
Take warning.
The only time we've ever talked about the Magic, and something fell off the wall.
Take warning.
You know what's going to be fucking
that was
funny?
A take warning.
Yeah,
it was. When they show a picture of Epcot Center,
mm-hmm.
like a little bit of B-roll, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to be like, that's a golf ball, and I'm going to switch over to the Masters.
Yeah.
It's going to remind America, hey, you should be watching Augusta.
The Magic games won't be till
next week, but get excited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're starting in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
But get excited.
I'm going to flip it to the Golf Channel.
DVR the Masters, so when the Magic do play, you can flip over to the Masters.
I probably will do that.
That's good.
Another take warning people can get their takes, you know, they can get prepared for is the people that say the NHL playoffs are so much better because the first round is way better than the NBA first round.
Yes. Mm. The NBA first
round. It catches up, but.
The NBA needs to go back to 5 games. Yeah. 5 games, and you have everyone excited because 5 games, not only does it not last 2 full weeks, but 5 games, you can have an upset that you don't see coming. 5 games needs to be back. Like, they'll never do it because they want money and they want to, you know, have more games for more TV rights, all that shit. But I really miss the 5 games. All right.
The only downside to NHL playoffs and how they get started so early in the 7 games is you have to. So they are awesome games, but they sometimes last until like 1:30, 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
If it goes to a couple overtimes. That is tough. That's tough unless you're on the West Coast. That's the one time a year where being a West Coast sports fan is superior to being an East Coast sports fan.
Yes, agreed. The drunk hockey after the second overtime is always the best. Mm-hmm. When it's just guys just like falling all over themselves and hoping a puck goes in.
I actually think that watching playoff hockey is more of a sport than playing playoff hockey.
I'd agree.
That heart rate going higher for sure.
Defibrillator. Out West, I think the Warriors are going to win the NBA title.
Okay, that is a fucking take.
Watch out, guys.
Take warning.
Watch out. I wish someone would beat them because that's what really kind of dampens the. Well, you think someone?
Houston
could.
Houston could.
Houston has to play.
Houston could. Giannis is a freak.
Oh, so now we're talking about finals.
Kyrie.
Okay, I'm hoping. I would love to see
Marcus Smart. If they make it to the third round, Marcus Smart will come back.
The Clippers are going to annoy them in the first round. They're not going to win. They might not even win a game, but the Clippers are like the all-hustle team. That shouldn't be in the playoffs.
If you take one game off Golden State in the first round, that qualifies as making some noise.
Yes.
You've officially made noise.
Yes. We also have – I actually am very excited for the Rockets versus the Jazz and also the Blazers versus the Thunder. The West is going to be fun in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good matchups. And – it will be so perfect. Shout out to all of our fans in Denver. I know you're excited about the Nuggets. It's been an unbelievable season. But wouldn't it be so Spurs to beat the Nuggets as the 7 seed and just be like, yeah, oh, yeah, they're the fucking Spurs.
Yep.
Of course they
Pop's
do this.
Pop's got a little magic
of
left.
Of course they do this. Who do you guys have winning the NBA title? The Magic?
I think I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with the Warriors as well.
Although I guarantee you we get some serious fireworks if the Warriors lose in like the second or third round, and then KD just immediately says, I'm not coming back.
I'm out. And let's just set the table here. If the Warriors do lose, Steph's ankle injury was way worse than we thought.
Yep, absolutely.
Way worse. Like, barely could walk.
I just forgot about his ankle injury. That's going to be a factor.
Hey, I promise you, this is my promise to you, as soon as he has a bad shooting game, I will remind you of his ankle injury, because that is my duty as a journalist.
Can I pick the field?
Oh, what would you like to bet? Did you see someone tweeted that if Tiger wins, you should get a Tiger?
I did see that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I know, I thought it was
a badass.
Unoriginal, not really funny tweet.
Okay, I guess you're not into fun.
Okay,
right,
Hank,
so what would you like?
You take the field and you win, then you have to shave Prisco's back for me.
Yeah.
You
have to hold Prisco down.
Yeah, you have to wrestle Prisco while I run a dry razor on his back.
And if I win, then you both have to shave Prisco's back together.
Prisco's back is just going to become the ultimate jackpot for this podcast.
Yeah, no, what should we make the stakes for real? You want to shave your beard?
I'm down to do whatever you. It's really what you guys like. You don't like to make bets. You just like to like. Oh, I'm gonna make you do something.
That's true.
Whatever you guys are ready to risk. Like I'll risk it for the biscuit.
Okay, you have to go. You have to go camping for 3 nights in a row. In New York.
Mama's like, what the fuck?
Can I just set up a tent in my living room?
No, you have to go camping.
Okay, let's just say this. We will figure out the stakes on Sunday night. When we tape Sunday night's show, we will present the stakes for the PFT versus PFT and Big Cat versus Hank bet Warriors in the field. Okay?
All right.
You sure you don't want to get a cat?
No.
Okay, we've already been down that road. Yeah. I would love to go back down
that ship
road.
Is sailed.
I would love. Maybe, what about a slug farm?
I mean, now we're talking slugs. We're talking back and forth, so I'm more open too.
Yeah,
if you have
that's
to risk
true.
Getting a cat, you know.
A ferret.
Maybe it's worth it. We'll talk on Sunday.
A gerbil.
Two gerbils.
Everything that you're saying, you're also putting up for yourself.
No.
Oh, yes. So a cat versus cat.
Right. No,
you call that scissoring.
You get a gerbil,
we have to say sorry.
No.
Okay. We'll talk about it after.
We almost had him on that one.
That is so let's do our new segment. Oh, before we do that, I think we need to, as a podcast, do a better job of trying to get Rick Pitino a job. We have to do a better job of getting Rick Pitino a job.
Now, a little birdie told Leroy earlier today that Rick Pitino was spotted at a cafe in Cincinnati wearing a Cincinnati Bearcats polo shirt.
Really?
They sent me the picture as well.
Is this the same birdie that confirmed different bird. He was going to Alabama?
It's a different birdie.
Oh.
Different birdie, Hank.
Is that tweet still up?
That tweet, I don't know. I forget what happened to that tweet. But
I
saw the picture. It certainly looked a lot like Rick Pitino.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see this picture.
Okay.
It's a bald guy with a... It's actually Huggy.
You can only see him from, like, the mouth down. And he's not coming, so inconclusive.
So it's
going
to be very hard to tell.
Inconclusive.
He's not eating. But seriously, we need to get him a job. Is St. John's job been...
And this is definitely how Rick Pitino would sit. Very cross-legged. No socks in his leather shoes. Looks like Rick to me.
I mean, this is... this picture is just... No idea who this could be.
Could be Rick.
But we'll go with Rick.
Just admit the fact that it could be Rick Pitino.
It's funny, too, because the person sent you being like, just saw Rick Pitino, but I happened to not get a picture of his face.
Well, just so you know, this was sent to Leroy, not to me.
That's true. But we need to. We need to do a better job of getting Rick Pitino a job. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what we can do. We have to brainstorm something. But we need to put it on our shoulders to get Rick Pitino a job. So let's just start throwing out rumors. He's going to be the next St. John's coach. Maybe Cincy. Tried Alabama. That didn't work. Where else is there a head coaching vacancy?
Wisconsin. Reciprocity.
I'd fucking take him in a second. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
It's like them in Minnesota.
Oh.
You know?
What if he took Minnesota from his son?
That would
Shakespearean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Wisconsin is basically taking Minnesota.
Right.
That's true.
It's basically the same job.
Yeah.
I think that would make my life so much better if Rick Pitino was the coach. I mean, we just win the national title.
Yeah, anywhere in the Big Ten would be great for you.
Yeah, it would be gone in like 2 seconds, but we would win it.
Something tells me Rick isn't a Madison kind of guy.
I don't know. He could throw back some drinks.
He would be in and out of that
place.
Have
a good time.
Yeah.
You know, the Capitol is very phallic.
That's true.
He just takes one look at it.
Uh-huh.
It's a big chode.
Yeah.
Lit up every night.
He loves the look of melted cheese curds.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let's do it. So we have a new segment or topic, whatever the fuck we want to call it. We're going to do it every Friday until it runs its course, and we want people to get involved. If you want to tweet it or email us, we're going Firefest of the Week. So, PFT, why don't you start?
Personal Firefest of the Week.
Yes.
So everything that goes wrong now in America is called, this is the next Firefest.
Yes.
All right, so my personal Firefest of the Week is, I can't say claws up anymore. So it was a hot saying for the 3 days or the 2 days that we had it.
Oh, it was hot. No. I did a GIF.
Did you?
The Garfield GIF.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was fucking, I felt really good about it.
Shitload of people were getting into it. I just said it off the top of my head, and people were like, yeah, let's do it. Claws up for the Caps in the playoffs because I'm on a diet, cutting down on the carbs. Record scratch, narrator voice. Turns out they sold a sponsorship to a company that's a direct competitor of White Claw. And by they, I mean...
Bleep out that name.
Barstool Sports.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not allowed to say it anymore, which is a total bummer because it was going places.
Put your claws down, folks.
Claws down.
Put your claws back in their box.
Back
we'll
in the box.
Bring them out later.
I'm just going hashtag blank.
Hashtag
instead
blank.
Of hashtag claws up. Big
it's got a nice ring to it.
Big Firefest.
Hashtag
nothing.
Blank.
Just no letters.
Hashtag take warning.
Hashtag take warning instead of hashtag claws up.
Yes.
We'll know what it means.
Confuse the hell out of the Carolina Hurricane. Yeah. We could easily dominate the Carolina Hurricane social media.
Yeah, just make sure that they're all very pro-capital statements, just so that they're like, what the hell is going on here?
We should do like take warning one or something, like add something on it so everyone knows that it's the real take warning, right?
Take warning.
Capital W.
I was just going to say that, but I think
that
is the same thing.
Fake warning.
Take warming. For hot takes?
Yes. Okay, take warming.
Yeah.
So that's the hashtag for the Capitals. Take warming.
Take warming, yep.
Okay. Not as good as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put that box. Nope, I see what you're doing right now.
What about?
Put that box underneath your bed. The claws are gone.
What about claws down?
Nope. I don't think we do that either. All right, Hank, what do you got? Your personal Firefest?
My personal Firefest is kind of this segment because I have a Firefest within this Fire Fest, but I can't talk about it, so that makes it my Fire Fest.
Okay.
That was very good podcast.
That was good Fire Fest. Yeah, yeah.
I'll explain it Sunday.
We're going to explain it Sunday.
I'm talking about it. Yes. But,
that's your Fire Fest.
The Fire Fest segment is my Fire Fest.
Because you can't think of one.
Very meta.
No, because I can't publicly say what my Fire Fest is.
You have a really good one.
Yeah.
You have an awesome girlfriend, but she lives in Canada.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
Okay, one got of those it. Situations. Got it. Yeah. All right, my personal Fire Fest is I got a buddy, very good friend of mine, who is going to get a vasectomy for Masters weekend, and that's the official sign that I'm way too old. That's a real big Fire
that
Fest.
That is a Fire Fest.
Yeah.
For you.
He's got three kids, so it's like, and he planned it for Masters weekend. So, fuck.
Well, I mean,
that's Fire Fest.
At least he's being proactive.
Yes, that's true. But it's a Fire Fest.
It is a
that's
big
a,
Fire
that's
Fest.
One of those ones where you're just like, damn, okay.
This is happening.
Really, this is, life has passed us by.
Does he know about pulling out?
Well, he's got three kids, so maybe not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It'll be interesting what happens with the text chain tomorrow after this segment airs. Okay, let's get to our interview.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, here they are, Vinny and Pauly D. Okay, we now welcome on two guests. It is DJ Pauly D and Vinny from the Jersey Shore. They have a new show out, Double Shot of Love. You guys actually going to find love?
We can't tell you.
Gotta watch. Gotta watch.
What do you mean?
We're in lockdown right now.
So
after the show.
Like Bachelor style.
We filmed it already.
Okay, let me ask a different way. Mm-hmm. When you went into the show, were you like, I'm about to find love?
We were open to it. I mean, you know, we did the whole like random smashing on Jersey Shore for 10 years. So we were definitely open to like something different for this.
Yeah. Meaning like less random 20 girls in one house smashing.
Yeah, it's not as great as it seems.
I know.
Try dating one woman, let alone 20 at the same time.
So okay.
It's not that glamorous.
How would you compare this show to The Bachelor?
It's like a ratchet, informal version of The Bachelor.
Okay, I'm a big ratchet guy.
Yeah.
So what do you guys give to him instead of roses to move on to the next round?
Oh, you know, cab ceremony.
cab ceremony.
Now, do you
that's
guys,
when I leave.
Do you have to change that because Uber's more popular than cabs now? Do you have to say Uber's here?
Doesn't sound the same. I tried it. Doesn't sound right.
Give it to us.
Yeah, it's like cabs here. Uber's here. Doesn't sound right. Uber's here.
Yeah, cabs here is better.
And that's just
yeah.
trademarked, too. You can't say it on TV.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll bleep that out.
I mean, we could say it now. But
you get a little something in the back pocket.
Let me just say, the way you guys are just, you're so swaggy coming here. The way you're rocking the headphones right off the bat.
No doubt.
That's to protect the coif, right?
You already know.
Yeah, and then the chains around the neck. I think those are bigger chains than Cordarrelle Patterson had on.
Yeah.
I think that's a new record for part of my
team. How much is the total for those chains?
Oh, I lost count. I'm bad at math.
That's a, far, that,
a couple
that's
houses.
A big ass chain. Why don't you wear chains? Bigger chains.
I have a chain.
Yeah, I mean that's like a little baby chain versus Paulie's chain.
I would be walking with a hunchback if I wore those. I'm like 155.
So what happens when you guys are best friends?
Mm-hmm.
What happens on the show when you both have your eye on one girl?
We physically fight.
Tag team.
Physically fight. Okay.
I mean,
who wins
each
that
other?
Fight?
Wait, are we talking about a fight or?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm playing. That happens like because we're all. Anyone's up for grabs. Like, we can date any of the girls, and they can date both of us. But we're so close, like, we never have tension with each other.
The tension's with the girls. They fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys ever think about being Mormons, and you can just marry all the girls at once?
Ooh.
I've thought about it.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Do some soaking. You ever heard of, you know what soaking is?
They can't
like
drink, though.
R. Kelly shit? What is
no,
that?
That's not. No, it's not. Soaking is when Mormons, they put the penis in the vagina, and they just rest.
So there's no friction.
Yeah, soaking.
Yeah. You just lay there. You just lay your dick in there.
Oh.
You have to throw a hole in the sheet.
I've done that.
He plays that game with just the tip.
Yeah, you soak,
yeah, there
right?
You go. Yeah, I soak. I'm tired. I'm like, let's just hang out.
Yeah, let's just soak.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like getting my heart rate up.
Hey, what does your mom think about this show?
About soaking?
Well, ask her that next time you see her, because your mom obviously is, part of Jersey Shore.
We're Italian boys, and no one can ever be good enough for our mom.
Right.
So I think she just takes everyone like a joke.
Well, it's fair that no one can be good enough, because if you find love, they're moving into your mom's house, right? Isn't that how they
do it? No.
Still lives with his mother.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like a roommate. She just doesn't want a new roommate.
Yeah, she'll always be in my house. Well, what happened was I bought a house, because we made a lot of money.
Yeah.
On reality shows. So
bought the house next door.
So I bought the house, and I got my mom the mother-in-law suite downstairs.
Nice.
So that's how I lived with her. But then I graduated and I bought her own house. So now I have my own and she has her own.
Are they next to each other?
No, they're like 15 minutes apart.
Not too far away. Was she upset about that?
She still does the laundry.
Okay, nice. Good.
I drop the laundry off and then she brings it back.
Vinny don't live with his mama no more.
That's huge.
He yells
man.
That shit to my neighbors.
All right, that's huge.
So you guys are living in a house with 20 women?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the premise of the show is?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you have to use pickup lines on them? Because you guys had some pretty good ones on the Jersey Shore. Did you have to use pickup lines on the women, or did they come to you with like the real aggressive stuff?
Well, the crazy part is that they didn't know what celebrities they were dating.
Mm. Oh, that's quite a surprise.
Exactly. Mm. So I was like, yo, are they going to know who the fuck I am?
Who they think?
They thought it was
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Oh. You guys are an
Zac Efron.
That's a downgrade. Yeah. Zac Efron definitely a little bit higher there. Yeah. What level of celebrity you guys think you are now? Ask us and we're like D. D minus.
You're D?
D minus, I'd say. Yeah.
D minus.
Okay. I would say I'm a C.
C? That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of disrespectful.
Is he a little higher with the
DJ
stuff?
He's a little higher. Yeah, he's like a
B?
B plus.
Yeah. All right, I live with that.
That's good.
Okay. A is like Brad Pitt.
A is like you're not doing an interview with us.
Right. Paulie's like next in line for Jennifer Aniston then.
Yeah, right.
You're right there, man. That's actually huge. All
that's
right,
huge.
So Jersey Shore, you guys are still filming that as well, right?
Yes.
The reunion?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading about it. Basically, everyone is like doing, like, Ronnie's in rehab. I read that one sentence, like, Ronnie's in rehab.
Mike's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny's divorced.
It's like a
pregnant.
Bad country song.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
What the fuck?
And you can't write this shit. Like, there's no script to that.
People right.
fake that content. This is our real life.
Do you think any of that, like, you know, obviously those are, some of those things haven't gone well for those guys. You think it has to do with, the celebrity and being on a reality show?
Maybe with that path in life. Yeah, I guess.
You know, and you know, people had, like, Mike had a substance issue.
Yep.
And you know, having money and unlimited funds, and you can get that anywhere you want, probably added to that.
So how did you guys turn out so well?
Say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mom living with your
most
mom
of the
probably
time.
Helps.
Yeah. My mom keeps me alive.
Yeah.
I stayed away from the drugs.
Say no to the wrong drugs. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. Mm-hmm. So that's getting filmed right now, the reunion?
Yeah, again? We're still filming that right now.
We filmed we have a lot of episodes already saved, like Mike's wedding and him going to court, mm-hmm. and then we're doing more now.
You guys still keep in touch with him?
Yeah, there's an app that we use to talk to him.
Like every day.
In prison.
In prison?
Yeah.
FaceTime? White collar prison, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's in there with the Fyre Festival.
That's right. So he's with Billy McFarlane.
Wait, for real?
Are they cooking up some good schemes or what?
I don't know.
I bet you when they come out, look out.
Mike's going to come out and be like, I know this guy now.
Well, he's also
say no.
He's also in there with the guy that hacked
Jennifer Lawrence's
phone to get her nudes out. So maybe he can learn how to hack phones.
Yeah, spooky ghost. Yeah. Holy shit.
That's I was like, wow. So this guy could be learning some stuff in there.
Damn, that's like a big-time white-collar prison.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shkreli in there?
Yeah. Does he run shit on the inside? What's that like? Where does he fall as far as he's told you?
I'm hearing he's getting all the cookies.
Yeah.
They all like him, all love. Yeah.
He better not come out fat, because that's like when you come out of prison fat, it's like, what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said he works out like three times a day.
All right, that's good. When does he get out?
September, unless he gets early, release.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, we're hoping he gets out earlier.
I hope he gets out for the summertime.
Yeah, that was
he's
going to
need that shore, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys still go down to the Jersey Shore in the summer?
when we film, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
But I have, like, you know, I'm getting a little older now, so.
I'm sure you get mobbed down there, right?
Yeah, like those places, like the DJs and the Jenkinsons, they're hard to go to.
Right.
They're a shit show. But there's, like, kind of chill places there.
I DJ in Atlantic City. It's the closest I get to the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to ask, at what age do you feel like you have to tone it down at the store? Because, like, up through your 30, until you're 30 years old, I think it's all fair game,
mm-hmm.
and then people kind of start to taper off the party scene there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was an idiot. Like, I went there all those years, and I never saw the beach or the sun or anything. I just went there to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So now
you go there for the sun.
Now I go there, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it feels good to just get away and go to the beach.
And enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy, like, mm-hmm. the outdoors and stuff.
Do you guys think that Tommy Cheeseballs was, like, the grandfather of your show? You remember him? He's an all-time reality show. True Life, MTV, Tommy Cheeseballs was like the
Seaside
first.
Seaside on the map.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Seaside exists till that guy.
Yeah.
He's
I didn't know what a cheese ball was.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is what the guy was eating.
And he was trying to find like a wife on the Jersey
trying
Shore.
To find
yeah.
love.
Yeah. And we're like, come on, man.
It didn't work out for Ronnie, so.
No.
Yeah.
Do you guys still talk to Sammy?
Yeah, I mean, every now and then she'd text
not
you.
Like regularly.
That didn't sound like you really talked to her.
Well, because, I don't really talk to her, but we're friends, like, you know, all love.
Does Ronnie still talk about her a lot? It's kind of weird what he does.
Nah,
it gets, like, awkward.
That was, like, 10 years ago.
We try to get him to, but.
Yeah, and then it gets really awkward, and then he starts putting his fist through things.
Yeah. Yeah. He has, like, a kid and another girl that he's dealing with.
Yeah, he's so calmed down a little. Okay, okay.
No, hasn't calmed down.
Looking back on it, is there anything that you guys wish you had done differently while on the television show?
What I would have done differently. Maybe would have invested in some of the clubs out there because they would have let me on the show.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's a good call.
They should have given you a taste.
Yeah, exactly.
You were bringing people in at that point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the Seaside won't have the show back.
They closed down those clubs.
Really?
We literally brought that place to life. Like, the economy, every business was booming, and now they're like, we want to go in a different direction. So they give us a problem about filming.
That's like very counterintuitive to everything they should be.
Blows my mind, too.
Same thing, like, when the governor was, and like, politicians from New Jersey were, like, talking shit about Jersey Shore. I'm like, do you guys not like money
in
your state?
Yeah. People go there
for
vacation.
People from Australia were flying to Seaside.
Right. Canada, people just going there because of the show.
Yeah.
I don't think there was anything necessarily wrong with what you guys were doing. Like, it's basically what you do when you're in your early 20s.
Not 100%. Even. We're saints compared to what people do in their shore houses.
Right. You just happen to have a camera around you all the time.
Yeah, which makes it actually us well-behaved.
Right.
There's a camera on us. What's the worst we're doing? Hooking up?
Did that ever fuck with you? We kind of have that here where there's a camera on us all the time. Did it ever fuck with you when you were just like, man, I just want to get away from this camera because it's following me everywhere.
It fucks with me when I'm not filming, so I'm like, where the hell is the camera? It messes me up because I'm used to it in front of my face or a mic. I feel like there's a mic on me.
Right.
We've been doing it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get used to
it. So we don't know if you're fucked up because you're still living it. Like, when you're 50, you're like, damn.
It's like PTSD.
Start yelling at random people.
He's
right,
We have real PTSD after filming. Yeah.
Yelling at shadows and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair is even better in person.
Oh,
I just want to say, that is sick. When you turn 50, are you still going to have the same coif, or is it going to be time at some point to dial it back?
No, I'm going to keep it. Even when it turns gray, it'll be a gray blowout.
That would actually be sexy. How long does it take to get that ready?
About
every day?
20 minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah,
Marry, fuck, kill Jim Tan Laundry.
I would marry the gym.
Okay.
Because I need that forever.
Yeah.
I would kill Tan because I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And I'd fuck laundry.
Okay.
See.
I used to do that in high school.
My
hamper was a disaster.
I would kill laundry. Fuck tan and marry the gym.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you'd be stinky, but you'd at least have a nice tan. You'd have
absolutely.
Your glow going.
And I'll be jacked.
Are you still on your diet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was wild when you were eating the cheese
of
off the pizza.
Yeah, it's a
that
way
was
of life.
Annoying.
Yeah, I know. I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to do it, though.
I just took a couple bites for a pizza review. But,
you did?
Yeah.
Did you spit it out after?
No, but I threw out the entire slice because I'm a foodie. I love pizza, but I can only do it once in a while.
So do you have a cheat day?
Yeah, like a couple times a month.
It's a movie, though.
I'm doing Chippendales.
It's a movie.
That, like,
you got to film it.
Show
in
Vegas.
It's cookies. It's ice cream.
Yeah.
It's pizza. It's
oh,
next
I go
level.
In. Yeah.
He hates himself after it.
Yeah.
I'm doing
course.
Chippendales, though, so I have to take my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're doing Chippendales?
I'm like hosting it for a month. Like, I'm the guest host.
So you're going to be a stripper for a month?
Yeah, he was practicing his helicopter on the way over here.
Yeah. basically.
So you're going to be a stripper for a month.
I'm not going to strip.
What does your mom think about
I'm
that?
I'm the host. Oh,
she's just going to escort, not strip.
Yeah, she's going to escort. Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's coming.
You'll be in the champagne room.
I'm not
going
to let her see.
Yeah. That's not a bad place to be because you got all the girls coming in off the strip to watch the show.
Well, it's the best place to be.
It's the best place for a single person, a guy to go.
It's nothing but single women there.
That are there to get like have a good time. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, have a really good time. Yes.
That's why I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go to a show.
Yes.
And just catch the fallout.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to jump back to the gym, tan, laundry thing real quick. Now, is that always an order of gym, then tan, then laundry?
No.
Cause that, okay, good. That never made sense to me.
The order's never, it's never in the same order. I find that we never do it in the right order, right?
Because
we'll like drop off laundry first, go to the gym, tan on the way back, or vice versa. With the tan and the gym always flip-flops.
Okay.
And some places it's harder to do. Like when we're in Jersey, it's such a small town. Everything's like on one block.
Right.
Then we started doing it in like Italy and Miami. And now you're driving like a half hour from the gym to the laundry. To
and
the
Italy
tan.
Had no tanning beds. There was one half a tanning bed at a nail salon. I'm like, this is insane.
Did you guys get any backlash for going to Italy?
My God, so much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most mad?
People.
Well, people in Italy weren't mad.
Right.
It's always the people,
here. Yeah.
Like the Italian Americans. You know?
They always give a shit, but
meanwhile,
I loved it.
Like, not everyone on the show is even Italian.
Right. Right.
And they're like, you guys are not even from Jersey. We know. We only rented a show house in Jersey because
people go
to
vacation there.
They don't understand the premise of reality television.
Yeah. What was that audition process like to get on the show?
I didn't audition. They found me on MySpace.
They're like, you got the job.
That's a throwback.
They
saw your hair.
They're like,
they left me a message saying that they liked my look, and I didn't know why, because I was like this in a tank top with the Italian flag in the background. So I was tan, muscles, and then the hair and the Italian flag.
And there was that, like, right back around then was 2009, 2008, there was that famous, like, Guido picture that was going viral on
the
internet.
Yeah, and I was that guy.
They all looked like you.
That was me, that was me. That was my family.
Yeah, exactly. That was your family reunion.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that kept it alive.
Yeah, what about you?
I did some like crazy audition in a like an interview in like a shitty hotel in Seaside, New Jersey, and like it looked like some weird Craigslist thing, you know. The only reason why I thought it was somewhat legit, I recognized the girl interviewing me from another reality show, from actually Tila Tequila.
Oh, another classic.
I'm like,
that was your original shot of
shot
love.
Of love.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh, I know you. I'm like, all
full
right,
circle.
Kind of
seems
legit, but I still thought I was getting murdered. I took a couple shots, and then I just like did my thing, and then they called me like a year later and said, can you film the show? And I don't know.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were filming. It had no name.
You don't
nothing.
Know until you like get into the house. They don't tell you anything.
Even after we filmed it, it had no name, nothing.
Yeah,
I come back to my regular life,
do?
Went back to DJing in Rhode Island, like nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. Months later, we started seeing commercials for the show.
I like took my LSAT.
Like, what is
wait,
this?
So you guys, you film it, you go back to your regular life. At what point were you like, holy shit, this is way bigger than we ever thought it would be? Because it blew up.
Yeah, when it aired, I didn't know that many people were watching it till I went out and pumped gas in my car, and I was getting people coming up to me. They're like, yo, that's crazy on that show. Like, the fuck?
Also, within like two episodes, everyone's like flying to L.A., going to like award shows, going on like Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman back then. Like that normally doesn't happen for a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, shit, this is different.
Now,
so, after you guys tape it, you just think that or in the process, you just think it's like another season of The Real World or something like
that's
that.
That's exactly
not
right.
Even.
Right.
I thought it was like a 1 hour special. Like
that was
where
Tommy Cheeseballs.
Exactly, yeah. I thought it was gonna be like a local celebrity, get some chicks.
Bunch of chooches on the show.
Yeah.
Well, so is there anything you look back on and you're like, man, that fad is no longer like cool anymore, like fist pumping or anything like that?
Yeah, Paulie's hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually like it because he's keeping it so that eventually
he
we'll
was
come
the
back
he was the only one back then that still right.
Yeah,
but it's a
it
thing.
Was already out of date.
In 2009.
Yeah. If you're going to be on a reality show, you have to have a thing.
No
that,
doubt
that makes you stand out a little
everything.
Bit.
Fist pumping. Mm-hmm. You know the we used to wear these graphic tees that literally like had
tees.
Weight to them.
No, those are sweet.
I still wear them.
Yeah, those are sweet. I still fist pump. That's like that's my only dance move.
I can't say this conversation next to him because he's exactly the same.
Yeah, but I love it. Yeah, it's like you just keep doing
keeping
eventually
it
he's going to come back into style.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to be the guy.
Exactly.
You guys, wait, so you're from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from?
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you grow up a Jets or a Giants fan?
I grew up a Giants fan. Actually, a Giants fan.
How many more years do you think they should keep Eli around? Probably like four, five, six.
Yeah, I guess.
Quarterback
I mean,
for life?
They're going to anyway, even though, you know, I don't think getting rid of Odell was good.
Probably
that
sucks.
But
Yeah. And you are tight Patriots. With the Gronks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Gronk, and I'm really sad about the whole...
You think he's going to keep playing?
I do.
Yeah? How many games is he going to wait till he comes back?
I know. I don't know how many games, but...
Then we're trying to get the inside scoop over here.
You and Gronk are probably best friends.
If Brady calls him, I mean, how could you say no to Brady, in my opinion?
Does Gronk come out to your DJ shows?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like you two are like...
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, two peas in a pod.
Tell him what he was doing.
In Vegas, he was spiking pineapples on my stage. He just finds stuff to spike. If it's something that's football-shaped, he'll spike it, no matter what it is.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's so perfect. All right. Well, this has been awesome. So Double Shot of Love. When is the premiere?
Tomorrow, April 11th. Thursday,
April 11th.
8 p.m.
Okay. So hopefully you guys found love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are
you looking at me like that? I feel like you found you have a girlfriend.
I feel like you're looking for the answer.
Well,
you have to find.
You got
to
watch. Yeah.
I think you guys just found out that you love women.
That's I think Vinny found love.
We like sex.
Paulie, you're still single.
Hey, wow, geez, I guess you got to watch.
So, what have you been doing with your girlfriend since? Like, have you? Just been what have you been doing?
I don't know. I don't know if she exists.
Okay. Mm. Have you guys? Last question: The Bachelor, the last season of The Bachelor, that guy pretended he was a virgin.
Pretended?
Yeah.
I mean, was that true?
I heard that.
Very woke on that.
Did you guys ever think about telling a girl you're a virgin? You think that would be hot for a girl?
It doesn't fly for us because they watch us have sex on TV.
You know what? Next time, you just got to soak. Bring soaking back.
Yeah.
Soak on TV. That way, no one can judge you.
Yeah, no, baby.
Like, he sucks at sex. No, dude, I was soaking.
There was no friction whatsoever. It wasn't sex.
Now people are like, I'm a hugger. I'm a soaker.
Yeah, you're a soaker.
Yeah,
I think you're going to soak.
I soak.
Yeah, I think Paulie's going to soak.
I already soak. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, you've been soaking by accident.
This guy's been soaking.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com. Okay, let's get to some segments. First up, we got a whoa. PFT, you got a whoa for us?
Yeah, big time whoa. This comes... Nope. I guess I don't.
Breaking moves. Breaking moves.
The Grizzlies have dismissed their coach and reassigned their GM. It's kind of a this league breaking moves. Mm-hmm.
David Fizdale, so long.
Not really, but
take that for data.
Mm-hmm. No, we know him. Yeah,
Mike Conley's very pissed off.
Everybody likes him.
He's already subtweeting about it. So it looks like they're rebuilding, which kind of reminds me when I was in a rebuilding phase of my life. I was going to the gym. I was drinking energy drinks and stuff, but it wasn't getting me the results I wanted until I started drinking low fat chocolate milk. It's backed by science, it's trusted by athletes, it's backed by real science, and more than 20 studies now support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. Just pick some up today at your local store and check out builtwithchocolatemilk.com for the real science.
The Grizzlies are always going to be rebuilding. That's kind of what they're up to. I feel like the ceiling on the Grizz is giving a team a tough series in the second round.
Yeah.
And fun to watch. They're fun to watch sometimes.
I miss grit and grind.
Yeah, me too.
Joe Canoa was fun to have back. The Grizzlies should just be that team that's like reinvigorates guys' careers.
Yeah,
like,
Zach Randolph.
Yeah, Joe Canoa was ass out of the NBA. Boom. Grizzlies, let's do it.
Yeah.
Jimmer Fredette. Boom. Just have that be their whole like thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, this guy you forgot about, bring him on the Grizzlies.
Aton Thomas. Just dudes that play great defense and are terrible on offense.
Yeah, just do it. All right, you got a woe?
So, yeah, I do have a woe. This comes from Jeff is Tall on Twitter. Noted Twitter user Jeff is Tall.
Yep.
If you tried to sex a black hole, your penis would be the longest it's ever been, followed immediately by being the smallest it's ever been.
Hmm. It's like jumping in cold water?
Whoa. I was going to say
just
like normal sex.
Yeah. Wait, so how does that work?
It's just like normal sex. Your penis gets very long and then very small.
But what is the actual like black hole?
So black holes are in the news this week because NASA took a snapshot of one. And what they do is they suck things, right? So they suck the light from stars. And then once the light from the star gets close to the black hole and inside the black hole, it gets compacted and disappears.
Okay. So it's gone.
So it's gone. So your dick would be gone, actually.
Gone forever.
I don't know if being gone counts as small. Gone just counts as...
It's the absence.
It's done.
Of, yeah,
it's the absence. Yeah. Gone is the absence of penis.
Right. So there's nothing. You can't actually comment on the size.
That's true. All right, so, okay.
That's actually, you're wrong.
Myth,
Jeff is tall.
Myth debunked.
Jeff is tall. You're probably not even tall. All right, we have a, well, that makes sense. What was this one for?
This is from Jack Dorsey. He is the CEO of Twitter. He's been in the news a lot recently. And he has some very, very strange eating habits.
Okay.
So he says, I'll go from Friday till Sunday. I won't have dinner on Friday. I won't have dinner or any meal on Saturday. And the first time I'll eat will be Sunday evening. I've done that where I do an extended fast where I'm just drinking water. The first time I did it, on day three, I felt like I was hallucinating. It was a weird state to be in.
This is the point of no return with, like, rich people just doing random shit. Like, hey, you know what would be fun? To be starving to death for 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the thing about being rich. I think you get so uncomfortable being comfortable.
Right.
If you're comfortable all the time, eventually you get uncomfortable, and then you have to make yourself uncomfortable to be comfortable again.
Right.
So he has to be in pain to be like, okay, I know how normal people feel.
This is also the new drug. The new drug is to just deprive your body of what it needs to survive and then be like, but I hallucinated.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't sleep for 3 weeks. It was wild. I started hallucinating.
Right. If you go on a run for 20 miles, you'll get a wicked runner's high.
Oh, man.
Okay,
it's
I got to
crazy.
Start doing that. I got to start moving my body.
Yeah. I'm gonna submerge myself in freezing cold water for an hour. And guess what? My heart stopped. It was like the greatest cocaine I've ever had. What?
I'm going to suspend myself for 6 hours by putting fish hooks through my nipples and an intricate series of pulleys to raise me off the ground.
You're fucking rich, dude. Just do designer drugs that none of us can do.
Or if you want to feel like you're poor, just give some of your money away.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a rush.
Give all your money away.
You know what I've heard is the ultimate rush? Giving a shitload of money to podcasters.
That is. It gets you just...
It gets you fucking
you
high
get so
shit.
High. It's like Molly.
Yeah, well... Molly's my. You guys know
yeah,
about
Molly's. Molly's like Molly.
Molly's like Molly.
Molly is like yeah. Molly. All right. Next up, I do a quick seeing red, but I don't even. I actually think the Bulls have beaten it out of me. Jim Boylan's going to get a 3-year contract, and John Paxson got in front of the media and basically was like, "I think we're still a destination for free agents," which makes no sense because the Bulls have never been a destination for free agents, and they just hired a glorified gym teacher to be the coach for the next 3 years because they don't like change, and they're lazy, and they want a guy who will just do whatever they say.
It's sad to see you reach this point. But
no,
I mean,
I'm actually mad
they,
now.
They did it
mad.
To us.
I'm getting
they
mad.
They did it to us. It's
mad.
Their fault. You have Jim How can you get mad about Jim Boylan for 3 years? It's just like it should be dejection.
I
think your initial reaction is just like – whatever.
Well, what they're doing is they essentially are like, we just don't really want to hire someone new because then the new person is going to come in and be like, hey, everything you guys do is fucked up and stupid. So they're like, let's just keep this guy because at least he won't call us dumb.
This is exactly how the Redskins franchise operates. It is just a series of dejections.
Zion. Maybe Zion.
Yeah, that's your hope.
Yeah, Zion or Ja Morant. That's going to be the biggest night of the Bulls in probably since Derrick Rose left is like, that's going to be it. The ping pong balls go.
Speaking of Derrick Rose, why is the name of his movie Pooh?
Because that's his nickname.
You guys need like
a
real good...
It's a tough name for a movie.
You need a great good luck charm for draft night. You need a kid up there. You need like one of the Jackie Robinson Little League kids up there.
That'd be kind of awkward. They're like 18.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. They're the most successful team
that would be pretty funny.
Besides the Cubs from Chicago.
That would be pretty funny if you just threw them up there. Yeah, we. Yeah,
you need to figure this out. You need to figure out who the ultimate
Jim
good
Belushi.
Luck charm is.
Final answer.
Jim Belushi. Okay, done.
Final answer.
Is he okay?
What?
Is he okay now?
Jim Belushi?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Just making sure he's okay.
What do you mean? What happened to him?
All right. Oh, I was thinking about John Ritter.
You're thinking John.
I was thinking John Ritter.
Oh.
I know about John.
Belushi.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, Jim Belushi.
Oh, no.
Final answer.
Here's what you do. Bill Murray.
Oh.
Get it?
That's a good one.
Get Bill Murray to do
yes.
it.
Yes. He's probably going to be at
a
Xavier game,
fan.
So
yeah.
It probably wouldn't work out. All right. Last up before. Oh, no. We have two more. I have a SeatGeek question. Promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase. Marlins Man, thank you for the shout out. That was very nice of you. Not paid for that shout out to all of his followers, but put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase. Perfect time to do it, by the way. In April, you can go to a baseball game for, like, nothing.
You know what you just did? you gave $10 to the troops.
Yeah, I did.
Because you saved Marlins man $10.
Uh-huh. All right, so here is, this is actually perfect, a segue from baseball. PFT, embrace debate / question. Do you feel bad for Chris Davis, who is now 0-53 in his last 53? Well, he's had a couple walks mixed in there.
No, because it's so much fun to watch.
Okay.
And if the Orioles were going to be a threat to do anything this year, then maybe I would be. But he's helping them.
I feel bad for him. I think the number would be 100, where it would go from sad to funny again. But from like 20 to, or probably like 30 to 100, it's sad.
Okay, I can get behind that train of thought. But at the same time, you're telling me that if he reached like 97, you wouldn't be standing up cheering for him to get to 100?
Well, so he's already electric.
It would get It would get fun again. A little bit before 100.
Right. It'd be like 87.
Yeah, 87.
Would be right where it's like, I'm not sad about it. I'm out rooting for him to get to 100.
Yeah. I still think it's so much fun to watch.
They should really just let him get a hit. Like, some team, they had a shift on him today. I was like, that's just mean. He hit it right into the shift, and it was like, that could have been a single. Just let him play straight up.
He needs a new bat. That's
he also, also...
Just cork your bat at this point.
Another embrace debate about Chris Davis. I actually think... If he's this deep, if he's going to be this deep into, like, I think he's 0-for, I can't remember what is this season. I think it's like 30 or something. He's this deep into this season not having a hit. I think you should just not get a hit, because having a batting average of 0 is better than having a batting average of like 50. Like, the minute he gets a hit, it's going to look worse.
It does, because you know what happens? You add the extra decimal
right,
on there.
Yeah. Right. So zero is like, oh, maybe he just hasn't had a lot of plate appearances.
Also,
he's a pitcher.
Also, zero isn't really a number, right?
Right.
As we've discussed, it's just the absence of Dick.
Did you see Trevor Rosenthal had five straight game or appearances where he didn't record an out? So he had an infinity ERA?
Yeah, he had an infinity ERA for quite a while, yeah.
Is actually, in a weird way, I think, harder to do than Chris Davis, because I actually think that if you gave me five appearances, I'd get an out.
Yeah, someone would catch a fly ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd fuck them up by throwing it so slow.
They'd hit a line drive.
They would hit one
right at the first baseline.
Right, or hit a warning track shot. You'd be like, wait, that was way too slow.
Yeah, you get a nice gust of wind.
Throw an Ephus.
Yeah.
Right at him. So, yeah, I feel bad right now, but I will laugh later.
The kid from Rookie of the Year got three outs.
Yes, he did.
Throwing, what, 40 miles per hour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes, he did. All right, last up before FAQs, it's a new segment alert. It's called Trey Wingo Anchorman References.
Yes.
So this one is, well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it's a very versatile segment. So you can do, well, that escalated quickly. You can do, I'm not mad, I'm just impressed.
Can we do some rules too? Wedding Crashers?
This is all Anchorman. Wedding Crashers is part of the Anchorman cinematic universe.
Yes, since old school as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So those are the three money ones. This is from Richard Mendenhall. He wanted to weigh in on the ongoing Steelers saga that will apparently never end. He says, all right, I'll end the mystery. B, that stands for Ben. Ben's racist and Antonio Brown's black. He had to catch balls from a racist quarterback. Every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. He was just supposed to take his lickings and move on like a slave for real. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it escalated real fast.
It's actually been like two and a half months.
But it's still escalated.
It still escalated very quickly.
I don't really understand this either, because so Big Ben is racist and plays in the NFL. I feel like it would be tough to stick around as a quarterback in the NFL if you were very, very racist.
I don't know. I think you
can
do
think
it.
So?
Well, if you let your racism get in the way of your play, if you're like, I'm not going to throw the ball to a black wide receiver, then you're just going to suck at being quarterback, and you'll get out of the league pretty quickly. So if you can check your racism at the door, I think it's possible
to probably
be an NFL quarterback.
But he's saying that Big Ben's racism, every honest player knows it. So everyone knows it.
You know,
it's very out in the open.
They say there are no racists in foxholes either. Like on the battlefield.
True.
Actually, they say no atheists in foxholes, but I think it goes the same way.
No racists as well.
So I guess we can just say Mike Tomlin has officially lost his former locker room as well.
Yes. Oh, that's got to be really hard for Big Ben, too, as a racist.
Yeah.
To have Mike Tomlin as his coach.
That would be very, very... You know what? I'm gonna withhold judgment on this. I need another former Steeler to weigh in. I need either Franco Harris, because he's Italian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need Franco Harris to either moderate this
or... He's problematic.
Why?
He's... Very, very in support of Joe Paterno.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Very.
So Franco, you're canceled.
Get a march to Happy Valley.
The Immaculate Reception is canceled.
Gone from our memories.
I'll wait for Mike Florio's old quarterback from the book that he wrote, Quarterback of the Future. It was a time-traveling quarterback that went back to play for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know this book?
No.
Oh, you got to read it.
Okay.
It's amazing. His name's Jake Dicato. Imaginary former Steeler, Jake Dicato. I need you to weigh in on whether or not Big Ben is a racist.
Did he write that after or before he killed Terry Bradshaw?
He wrote that before he killed Terry Bradshaw. Okay. So, yeah, back before he had blood on his hands.
Yeah, yeah. New show idea. At like 2 in the morning on ESPN or Fox, they should just have all the former players that hated their quarterbacks in a roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
So you can have like Greg Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
You can have Rashard Mendenhall. You can have, what's the other guy, Jermichael Finley. Mm-hmm. Just anyone who hates their old teammate, and they just sit there and they bitch about their old teammate for 3 hours, and they get it out so that we don't have to listen to it every day.
Yeah, it should be moderated by Terrell Owens.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Ocho Cinco.
Yes. I feel like Ocho Cinco got along with most people. He liked Carson Palmer. Remember they drove that time Cincinnati to Indianapolis to watch Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I think it was mostly Carson Palmer that was just like, why does this guy who likes me so much hang out with me all the time? He's very weird.
Right. Why does he make us stop to go to every McDonald's on the way?
Yeah.
This is weird. But yeah, someone make that show. I'd watch it. Never. Not.
Oh, shit. Never not.
Yeah, so I would watch
Fuck.
It.
Yeah,
I'd
mind fucked.
I'd watch the shit out of that show.
Yeah.
Hank, go do the FAQs.
How many interviews are you guys sitting on at any given time?
Oh,
that's a very good
question. I'd say 2 to 3, maybe sometimes a little more. 2 to 3 is usually like the sweet spot. Right now we're sitting on Drew Brees, Rick Fox.
Bleep all these out.
OAR.
OAR. Okay. So we're 3.
Yeah.
Pudge Martinez.
Oh, yeah, Pudge Martinez.
That's right. We do have that one in the can.
What would you say? 2 or 3? Like,
sometimes we're flush. Sometimes we're bust.
Yeah.
It's a lot like our gambling accounts,
yes.
I'd say. So, yeah, there are times when we're short where we have to scrimp and scrape at the last second and call up Paul Bissonnette or somebody like that.
That's a pretty good telltale sign if we have Mr. Portnoy on, Biz Nasty, or I'm trying to think, Russillo. Then we don't have anyone, and that's literally the last person on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the part of my take logo, please.
Okay, it's Big Cat,
mm-hmm.
Stella,
mm-hmm.
who was a big part of the show when we were doing Skype, because she would chime in from time to time.
Never stop barking.
She was definitely a third member. And then my Twitter avatar.
And then Hank.
And then Hank. Yeah, I was looking at the one behind
me. Hank.
I was looking at the one behind me.
Oh, yeah, there's two. One is just PFT and I, but it's also PFT's Twitter avatar, not me.
Oh, and then
not him.
Then the car stick is on there, too.
Car stick. And there's also a couple that are, I think we did a holiday one.
A bottle of Mad Dog.
Yeah, there's a bottle of Mad Dog. Yeah, so we have
it was always supposed to be Mad Dog, but copyright, we couldn't put that in the official logo.
Sneaky one of those things.
You can't say that, Hank, that we're doing an ad deal with one of their competitors.
Yeah. Sneaky one of those things, though, our logo, I think we had a lot of success. Like, it gave us some success early on that we didn't do intentionally. But if you look at, like, podcast logos, there's not a lot of logos that are cartoons of the hosts.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Usually it's like...
It makes you stop.
Know. Right, it makes you stop for
It's
a
combo breaker.
Right.
When you're scrolling through the podcast app, it's like, oh, this one for some reason stands out.
Who are
out.
These idiots?
I'll give it a shot, even though they look like shitheads.
Right, like all the NPR ones are just like, just...
Just words.
They are. They're
Guess
pretty,
what?
They're just words.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you want a picture menu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pictures are the new words.
And then Joe Rogan's face is all over the place. Joe Rogan, something's up. He dominates everything. It's crazy.
It's the DMT.
It's fucking crazy how many of his podcasts are at the top at any given time.
He's in a good location.
Shout out
we
to him.
We just need to have Alex Jones on the show.
Joe Rogan, come on the podcast. Please.
At what point does smashed avocado become guacamole?
Okay.
The third smash.
You think it's three smashes and you're playing with yourself. Smash it once, that's fine. Smash it twice, that's okay.
Third smash.
Smash it three times.
Everyone's wondering what you're doing at the urinal.
Exactly. Kind of creepy. The real answer is when you add like salt, lime juice, and whatever other ingredients, like peas is a big one that the New York Times put out there.
Mm.
Good old guacamole with peas.
Mm. Love my pea guacamole.
This person wants us to give some Game of Thrones predictions. We're not, unfortunately, able to do that. We will on Sunday.
That's Hank's Firefest.
We have a big announcement on Sunday. We'll just have to save it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for reading that question.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one.
A real question.
Why are you guys always so mean to Hank? He's just doing his job. That's a real question.
I don't think we're mean to
Cranky
you.
Hanky?
I think we know the buttons to press. I'm like Phil Jackson And I know exactly how to motivate my players. And the best way to do it with you is to kind of make fun of you sometimes.
That was a preview of our Rick Fox interview.
Yeah.
I think Hank, the part of the reason why Hank is so good at his job is he can take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he only gets somewhat mad and decides to do stool scenes because he hates us.
Mm-hmm. And honestly,
new stool scenes out.
All honesty, Hank is very, very good at his job.
Very good.
You see people chirp him saying, oh, you just press record. That is just one of the two parts of his job.
He does breaking moves.
He does breaking moves, too. So he's very, very good at everything involved with all facets of his job. So thank you, Hank.
And we're actually not that easy to deal with sometimes because we don't respond to stuff.
It's true.
That is true. We're really bad at responding.
His yawns are also a great deterrent keeping away strangers.
I love waking Hank up and having him want to fight me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice compliment.
Keeps you alert.
Let's compliment Hank real quick.
When he has a beard, he's very handsome.
Mm-hmm. I think he would have made a great cat owner.
Yeah.
For a week or so, and then the cat would have probably died.
Yeah.
Would have got lost in like my laundry.
You know what? Hank, so the fourth member part of my take, Bubby / Bubba / Liam, is probably the most swagalicious guy I know. And Hank doesn't get too jealous.
Mm-hmm.
That's about Bubby's swag.
About his flow.
And how sick his tattoos are.
I fucking hate his flow, though.
His flow is awesome.
I've instructed him to wear hats around me at all times.
So that was a nice compliment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Here's a great compliment for you, Hank. You hired Bubba, the greatest producer in part of my take history.
That's true.
And you hired him. Congratulations. Yeah.
Your chain is cool. What's on your I'm just literally describing things Hank's wearing right now. Your chain is cool.
Your
today.
Shirt fits.
What is the thing on your wrist?
This?
Yeah, what does it say?
Blessed and grateful to my friend Jordan that passed away.
Okay, so there you go.
Shout out Jordan. You're awesome. A good friend.
Yes, that is awesome. You're drinking water, which is good. You got to stay hydrated.
All right,
although you're
show.
Drinking out of a water bottle, which is illegal in this office now. Where'd you get that, bro?
It was for Rick Fox, but he didn't drink it.
Where'd you get that sweet shit? Huh?
Wait, Rick Fox did open his water bottle.
He spilled
and
it everywhere.
Are you're
Let's
drinking
just do
Rick
the whole
Fox's
Rick
backwash?
Fox interview right now. We'll just explain everything.
Do we have 3 hours?
Oh, we'll see everyone on Monday.
Love you guys. Even you, Hank. Talking away. Now I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. Well, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me, take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two. Needless to say, I'm upset. The better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.